This is a presidential election year in Iran. In June, Iranian voters go to the polls in what almost certainly will be a referendum on the economic and foreign policies of President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. The election also could determine whether Iran sees a comeback for reformist politics and the return of a once popular president who preceded Ahmadinejad. NPR's Mike Schuster reports from Tehran.
The outcome of this spring's presidential election in Iran is anything but certain. That's the view of many ordinary citizens in Iran and many of the analysts and activists watching the maneuvering of various candidates that is even now underway.
There are many serious objections to the deeds of the Ahmadinejad, even among the very fundamental conservatives who were backing him. Therefore, his future is a little bit shaky.
Ibrahim Yazdi is a longtime reformist politician in Iran who was Iran's foreign minister for a short period right after the 1979 Islamic Revolution. And for Yazdi, like everyone in the reformist camp, the one big question is, will former President Mohammad Khatami run again? Khatami was the popular reformer who was president from 1997 to 2005. Khatami's presidency galvanized the movement for political reform in Iran, but he was frequently stymied by the conservative clerical institutions that hold great power in Iran. When Khatami left office 4 years ago, he left behind a strong feeling of disappointment and disillusion, and the reform movement has been wounded and weak since then. Now, says editor Issa Saharkis, 4 years of Ahmadinejad have convinced the highly splintered reform movement to coalesce around anyone who could defeat the conservative president.
Most of the people and most of the reformists are pragmatists. The best situation for Iran is putting away Mr. Ahmadinejad.
Most reformers agree that the candidate who stands the best chance of doing that is former President Khatami. Khatami is seriously considering joining the race. He meets nearly every day with advisors to discuss the pros and cons. He is known to believe that Ahmadinejad's economic and foreign policies have been bad for the country. He believes Iran had more respect internationally during his administration. It is widely believed that Khatami would pose a serious challenge to Ahmadinejad, and, says Issa Saharkis, that has caused concern among top clerics, including Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei.
There are a lot of pressure on Mr. Khatami. It's coming from the high-level person in the country, military and special groups.
There is also the question of whether Khatami would even be permitted to run. The Guardian Council here, dominated by conservative jurists and religious figures, has the final say over who can run for office and has often disqualified reformist candidates. Those who know Khatami say he believes the council wouldn't dare disqualify him. Still, the mood of the voters is hard to read. Reliable polling is not available, so there are just educated guesses, often tainted by wishful thinking. One big issue is city versus village in Iran, city voters being better educated and tending toward the liberal side, village voters more conservative. Mohammed Atrianfar, a reformed journalist, believes that the chaotic economic policies of Ahmadinejad, which have pushed inflation above 25% and seen unemployment grow, have cost him much support.
Even in the suburbs and in the villages and in the poor areas, he had a lot of supporters. We think that he has lost a lot of them.
And it's not just the reformers who see Ahmadinejad's vulnerability. Many conservatives, too, have come to be critical of the controversial Iranian president. Iran's presidential election has two rounds. There could be as many as half a dozen or more candidates in the first round. The top two vote-getters advance to the second round. If the top two include Ahmadinejad and another conservative, Ahmadinejad will have trouble, says conservative analyst Amir Mohebian.
All of the persons who wants to give the votes no Ahmadinejad will give the votes to the rival of the Mr. Ahmadinejad, and in addition, the votes of the reformist, they don't want to give the votes to Mr. Ahmadinejad. It helps to rival Mr. Ahmadinejad to be winner.
So the political dynamic in Iran is in flux and could take a dramatic and unexpected turn when Iranians go to the polls on June 12th. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Tehran.